If you want to be better tomorrow than you are today, you've found the right podcast. We'll help you choose to be more positive, live more passionately, and be present in the moment. Welcome to the Passion by Choice podcast with your hosts, Dave and Denise.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode number 18 of our Passion by Choice podcast. This is Dave here, as always, with Denise. And the title of today's episode, I love this title, is That How I Look Naked? And we're going to talk about all things body image.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Well, Dave, isn't this episode timely with tomorrow being Valentine's Day and
all? That's true.
You know, people are celebrating their love out there in so many ways, not only just going out for a romantic dinner, wink, wink.
That's true.
Some days I feel like everything revolves around body image. I mean, look at what's in front of us day in and day out. You've got social media, advertisements. It's just right there plastered in front of you.
Oh, that's so true. I mean, it makes it hard not to just compare yourself constantly and think of where you stand when it comes to body image and what you're seeing out there. It's hard not to scrutinize yourself and not be happy with some of the things that you see compared to what you're seeing in that social media and just media in general. And it's also really tough to not have those thoughts of what you could look like just totally consume you.
Yeah. So body image, it's such a big thing these days, I think. And sure, it's important to be physically healthy, obviously. And we all know those people, you know, depending on how much of a priority you make your health or physical well-being, you might just be one of those extremely fit people that's out there that everyone looks at and just thinks, oh, I want to look just like her or him. But let's face it, genetics also plays a huge role in that as well.
That's true. And I mean, even with all that being said, I think that, you know, you could really work your tail off, eat healthy, just do all of the right things, but still not love what you see when you look at yourself naked in a mirror. Matter of fact, I think the majority, almost all of us probably can look in a mirror and find some sort of flaw. And the shame of it is I think that we get hung up on what we see to be flaws when maybe our eye is the only one that would. Mm-hmm. Or even more than that, it's our body. It's okay to have a couple flaws. You're not chiseled out of granite.
Right.
But it's so easy to get hung up on those perceived flaws.
Right. Well, we are our own worst critics, aren't we?
That's so true.
Yeah. Something that I find interesting when you look at yourself in the mirror versus when you're naked versus being clothed, you know, clothing, even when there is oh so little coverage, we're talking a bathing suit or lingerie for us females, it can help to boost our self-esteem. But when you take it all off, God forbid, watch out, you know, self-doubt and that critic that lives in your head appears, creeps in, and it just kicks your ass. So I think that it's important to strive to be proud of how you look clothed. Because let's face it, only you and your significant other, which is probably, hopefully, someone that you trust in the most, the only ones that see you completely naked.
Yeah, that's true. And just try not to be so hard on yourself. I mean, if you have goals in place, if you're working towards an improved version of yourself, then good for you. I mean, that's half the battle, right? Yeah. Try to be a better person tomorrow. And that can be your own perceived body image as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, stay the course, be patient, and try to focus on the aspects of your body that you really feel the most confident about. I mean, if you're unhappy with your appearance and you don't have these goals in place, well, make some goals and have that thing to strive for. And there's no better time than the present to really start putting your health front and center.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, because just think, it's going to be easier now versus a year from now when you have let another full year pass without taking any action, right? It's all about baby steps, like many things in life. I do, though. I feel like now more than ever, all shapes and sizes are accepted in society. You know, models aren't only 5'10" and 34, 26, 34 like they used to be, right? Was it Sir Mix-a-Lot that sung about that?
I couldn't tell you.
In the baby cot. Oh, geez. Now I'm really dating myself, A. B, I'm embarrassing myself because I'm admitting that I listened to Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back a lot. Okay. Anyway, back on topic. There's actually a lot of people out there with encouraging stories right now that offer support around their weight loss journeys where you see that A, they're not perfect. be where they've come from and that it's doable to increase your happiness in yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to take a step back real quick. I want to talk about something you just said about the baby steps. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get personal with it because I am, I'm my own worst enemy sometimes. And I am 42, right? 42. I think I'm 42. We're just going to say I'm 42. And I've always struggled with wanting to look better, mm-hmm. wanting to be that person in the magazine, wanting to have those chiseled abs. And it's been tough because when I finally got off my ass and decided to really start to do something about it, which I'm on a journey right now. I'm 4.5 months in of eating the best and working out the most I ever have in my life, bar none. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I still get caught up in wanting instant results. Yeah. And, you know, as part of my roadmap to health, I mean, I'm taking routine pictures of myself. I'm tracking what I eat, all that. And you don't have to go to that extent at all. But what's interesting is my own mind, because I start looking at myself and I'm mad that, you know, maybe I have a little extra flab here or there. This isn't being as defined as I want it to be. The thing that I'm forgetting is I've spent 41.9 years building that. 41.9 years building that body that I haven't been horribly happy with. And now I've taken the last 4.5 months and I'm busting my ass to feel better, look better, move better. And I get frustrated when I don't see instant results. Well, what the hell do I expect? It took me 41.9 years to put on these extra pounds. And I expect to look like, you know, Mark Wahlberg in 4.5 months. I mean, it's just, we are our own worst enemies when it comes to that. And I think those baby steps are so important, right? And focus on why you're doing it. Sure, we all want to look better in the mirror, but at the end of the day, we want to feel better. Yeah. We want to move better. We want to be able to play with our kids or our grandparents or our grandparents. Wow. Maybe grandkids instead.
You could play with your grandparents too, I suppose.
Yeah, they could be surprised. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, overall, it's we want to feel better, right? We want that enhanced life. And that has nothing to do with how you look. It really doesn't. And here's the other thing, you know, you mentioned something also about genetics and I love that. Mm-hmm. I think that is the common default. Well, they have great genetics when really you're just being lazy. I mean, honestly, I think that is a lot of times they blame genetics when you're sitting on the couch eating Doritos. So you say, well, they have better genetics than me. I can't do that. Oh, come on. At some point you got to work. But genetics do play a factor in it.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I work, no matter what I'm going to look like at the end of these 6 months, no matter what I do, every single macro counted, you know what? I'm never going to look like a 6'4" Samoan like The Rock. I'm serious. I can't grow. I can't change my nationality. I can't look like The Rock no matter how hard I try. There's genetics involved in this. So for God's sakes, give yourself a break a little bit, you know?
And as we age also, right? It's not like when you're 42, you're not going to quickly or as quickly achieve results as you would when you're in your 20s or even your 30s.
Sure. Right.
It becomes increasingly more difficult.
Right. And don't forget that mindset is so huge in this, and having a coach to help you along the way, not only for the physical part of it, but for the mindset part of it too, because you're going to struggle with that. You're going to struggle with maybe lack of perceived progress, with not feeling great at some times. You need that mental coach as well.
The mind is everything. It's what you believe is what you achieve.
That's
and
true.
If you don't have belief in yourself, if you don't believe that you can eat those healthier foods, you're not going to succeed flat out.
And don't forget, so many times, I'm not even going to say so many times, 100% of the time, when you see those pictures out there, they're airbrushed, they're altered, they're changed. I mean, there's some wizard behind the computer that are making the abs pop more than they do. So, you know, stop thinking about body image, focus on the mindset and being proud of who you are. And focus on those attributes that you love.
I think that's important. We all have at least one. It might not be, you know, below the neck on your body, but if you think, oh, I have really nice eyes or a really nice smile, focus on that while you're working on those goals for the rest of yourself too. I think this is really important. Don't get too hung up on what the scale says. Focus more on how you feel.
Guilty.
Right? Because as you make that change, you're putting on more muscle likely, which weighs more than fat. And it just, you don't get too hung up on what the scale says. Hey, If you're self-conscious in front of your significant other, dim the lights in the bedroom, wear some lingerie, do some things that just make you feel better. And just remember, no one is perfect. No one is perfect.
I love it. Good hints. Good tips.
So, end of episode quote today. You have been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens.
I think that's my favorite quote so far.
Yeah.
It's very good. I like it. All right. Let's say what we are thankful for. So I'm going to get a little melancholy or melancholy, as they say in Mastermind. And I'm going to say I was thankful for a wonderful football season. It has come. It has gone. It didn't go the way that I wanted it to go. Broncos 2023 or 24. I don't know. Yeah, 23 is what they're going to say. But I'm thankful for football. I'm thankful for the sports that I get to watch and enjoy.
Nice. I am thankful for the sun shining.
Oh, yeah.
I love it when the sun shines. Even if it's cold out, just adds happiness.
For sure.
Next episode, we're going to talk about not suffering twice. And what I mean by that is people out there, you pre-suffer about things. So we'll talk about what pre-suffering means and give you tips so that you don't pre-suffer.
Great. All right. Make sure that you follow us, subscribe, email us episode ideas, and go ahead and hit us up for coaching as well. Remember, we provide not only personal, but business coaching as well. Passionbychoice.com is a website. Thank you. And let's go.